Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. Today, Steve explores the development of jazz bass playing. A little nostalgically, he recalls the beginnings of the bass in the rhythm section to the current status as a recognized solo instrument. We'll listen to several influential bassists such as Charlie Hayden and Dave Holland, and learn how both of these gifted musicians have emerged as important composers, band leaders, music educators, and instrumentalists. They have set a high bar for every bassist in this music, and successfully lead the bass into the limelight. Here is jazz record collector extraordinaire, Steve Gedrose.
Welcome and thanks for coming out to our Jazz in the Hall event. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Paul Bergman's theme for tonight is to acknowledge his path that started in Whitehorse in 1980 when he began playing jazz. He gave me some ideas about jazz bass players and records that had been an inspiration to him and his music. It was really fun to gather some information for tonight. It was a pleasure to get reacquainted with several bands and particularly some bass players who I hadn't listened to for a while. The role of the bass in jazz has changed through the years. It was originally used to emphasize the harmony of the song and to keep time for the band. Through the years, that role has expanded to welcome the instrument as a full improvising partner. Groups like the Bill Evans Trio from the late 50s and early 60s introduced the concept of jazz trio as a democracy, where every instrument had an equal voice. I'd like to begin tonight with the late great jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. He was born on August 6, 1937, and passed on July 11, 2014, at age 76. Although he was born in Shenandoah, Iowa, he spent much of his early life in rural Missouri. His family had a music group, appropriately called the Hayden Family. They performed on the radio, and Charlie made his professional debut as a singer at the age of 2. Yes. This early experience playing country music and American folk songs stayed with him through his diverse and successful jazz career. He broke new ground as a member of Ornette Coleman's quartet in 1959. This was the beginning of free or avant-garde jazz. It remains controversial to this day. He also spent time in Keith Jarrett's groups in the late 60s to the mid-70s. He formed many of his own bands, including the Liberation Music Orchestra with pianist arranger Carla Bley and his long-lived Quartet West. He worked as a jazz educator for many years. He believed that music taught profound lessons about life and felt that his mission was to challenge the world through music and through artistic risks that expressed his own individual musical vision. He got together with fellow Missouri native jazz guitarist Pat Metheny to create a beautiful Grammy-winning recording called Beyond the Missouri Sky. Metheny met Hayden in the mid-70s and invited him to play on his album called 80-81. They became such good friends that Charlie Hayden asked Metheny to be his best man when he married Ruth Cameron in 1989. They had discussed recording a duo record for many years and finally achieved that goal in 1996. Pat Metheny has commented that as kids, both he and Charlie Hayden learned to play their instruments in the American Midwest and always fantasized about the big world that was beyond the Missouri sky, hence the title of this album. I'd like to sample a couple of songs from that record for you now. The first one is called Waltz for Ruth, written by Charlie Hayden and dedicated to his wife, Ruth Cameron. So this is number one, please, Jim. Waltz for Ruth. Thank you. For Ruth, that really showcases Hayden's melodic bass playing and Matheny's seemingly endless gift for improvisation. I'd like to also sample another song from that same record, Beyond the Missouri Sky, released in 1997 on the Verve record label. This is a song called The Moon Song, written by Johnny Mandel. Yet another example of the truly empathetic partnership between Charlie and Pat. So this is number two, please, Jim. The Moon Song. Thank you. Johnny Mandel. Another brilliant jazz bassist who has influenced Paul's playing is Dave Holland. Holland was born in Wolverhampton, Staffordshire, in England on October 1st, 1946. He began playing by teaching himself the ukulele at age 4. He moved from there to guitar and to bass guitar. He quit school at the age of 15 to pursue his musical career. He soon got interested in jazz and traded his electric bass for an acoustic one and began to learn from records by such jazz greats as Ray Brown, Leroy Vinegar, and later Charles Mingus and Jimmy Garrison. While playing in a group at the famous Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London in 1969, he was heard by Miles Davis and was invited to join his group in the U.S. He was right in the thick of Miles' experiments with jazz rock fusion. Thus began Holland's long and celebrated career on the North American jazz scene. He has played with all the greats and has evolved as an influential band leader, composer, bassist, and educator. He spent from 1982 to 1989 as the artistic director of the Banff Summer Jazz Workshop through the Banff School of Fine Arts. I believe that's where Paul first met him. He is currently an artist in residence at the Royal Academy of Music in London and at the University of Miami in Florida. Not bad for a high school dropout. Holland has made dozens of recordings as a band leader, but I'd like to sample a duet record that he made with jazz pianist Kenny Barron. Kenny Barron is an American jazz pianist known for his lyrical style of playing. Barron is considered one of the most important and influential mainstream jazz pianists since the bebop era. Like Holland, he is a longtime music educator, having taught piano and keyboard harmony at Rutgers University in New Jersey for 25 years. He currently teaches at the Juilliard School of Music in New York. After getting together with Dave Holland, the two decided to record this duet project that was released as The Art of Conversation in 2014. They continue to tour as a duo, appearing at jazz festivals and venues across the globe. I've chosen a song that was written by Barron, and this track is called The Only One. This has a very monk-like quality, recalling his well-known tune, Well, You Needn't. I'm speculating that the title comes from the phrase, the onlyest Thelonious, that was used to describe the absolutely unique character of the one and only Thelonious monk. This is an example of Holland's beautiful tone, facility on his instrument, rhythmic imagination, and the equal partnership that he and Barron share on this swinging record. So this is number three, please. Jim, this is the only one written by Kenny Barron. Thank you. only one written by Kenny Barron. This next track is my final sample this evening. It's edited from a tune written by bebop alto sax legend Charlie Parker called Segment. This song also seems to have been called Diverse on some track listings, but whatever we choose to call it, it's a great version with Holland and Barron doubling the melody. This is another excellent example of the incredible musicianship of these two fine jazz men. Holland is quoted as saying that every time he plays with Barron, it's like he's getting another lesson in jazz harmony. So this is number four, please, Jim. This is called Segment, written by Charlie Parker. Thank you. little bit of segment as recorded by Kenny Barron and Dave Holland on their Art of Conversation CD from 2014. I highly recommend this record. It's great. That concludes my brief look at two very important jazz bassists. They have both contributed many wonderful compositions, recordings, and collaborations to jazz music. They have also provided inspiration to their numerous students and fans around the world. Thank you very much.
Isn't it a fascinating story about two individual jazz bassists who were able to push the boundaries of what was considered possible on the acoustic upright bass? They have inspired a new generation of players to employ the bass as a valued voice in jazz groups across genre lines. We recorded the live presentation in November 2015. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.